This month marks a huge adjustment for some local high school seniors. They've opted to graduate early, and some will begin college immediately. One high school that allows January graduation and has seen the numbers grow is South Milwaukee. We chatted with a few mid-year grads about their plans. They are Rachel Rosplock, Lois Applegate, Susan Yang, Serena Inahosa, Olivia Otis, Nicholas Hoffman, and Amber A. Northrop.
For me, I wanted to start a job early so that I could get money for college, because college is expensive nowadays.
So what are you going to do then? Are you going to work or go to school?
I was going to work and then start in the fall, so that way I have a gap and save more money.
I've been in the process of applying to the AmeriCorps so I could go to places throughout the U.S. and volunteer there. And then after that, I'm going to go to college, hopefully Mount Mary or El Verno.
I want to do this Disney College program in the fall, and you need 12 college credits to be able to do it. You work at Disney World full-time. They pay you. You live down there for a semester.
I'm actually graduating early to jumpstart my college education. I'm starting at UW-Milwaukee on January 28th. High school has been a great experience, but I'm ready to start a new chapter.
Well, I have all my credits, so I don't really see why I should stay here when I could be spending more time working and saving money for college. I wanted to go to college at MATC for criminal justice and then transfer to Whitewater for further education in criminal justice and then become a police officer in South Milwaukee.
I don't like school. If I can get out sooner, I'm going to get out sooner.
So I can pretty much go to college right away, get a good job, help out my mom with stuff around the house, pay bills, stuff like that.
When did you make the decision to do this?
Once my dad started getting sick, and then after he passed away, just decided I wanted to do it.
But you gotta think, college these days, the one I want to go to is $40,000 a year. Not everyone is offered a full ride to any college. You have to pay out of pocket for some of it.
Any drawbacks?
Actually, yes. I've been going to school with most of these people since sixth grade, and it's kind of some days wonder, am I doing the right thing? Am I going to miss prom? But then I realize I'm really not that kind of person.
We can still go to prom, we can still come get tickets, and we can still do all of that. We just don't need to be in the high school taking classes here to do it.
I don't think I went to one homecoming dance, and that's about it, and I kind of just want to get started with my life rather than do all that.
I know you said a lot of you said your friends don't want you to leave. Did anybody else try to dissuade you from doing this? Your family was for it?
They just said, why stay in high school when you can move on? Everyone moves out and goes on with their life after high school, so.
My dad said that I'll be missing out on, the high school experience, but I don't feel like I will be because I've had enough of the high school experience already, so.
Was it difficult to get everything done by the middle of January?
I was pushed in terms of the deadlines for UWM and starting and getting my application and making sure I had several trips over winter break, turning in my transcripts of my graduation data and my freshman fee and the placement testing. And there were a lot of things that I wasn't expecting, but I made it through.
I think they should tell people about it their freshman year so they can plan more. And because some people freshman year, I know I screwed up freshman year. If administrators told freshmen, hey, if you do well, you can graduate early, and all that stuff.
After we spoke with the students, we talked with George Cleveland, a guidance counselor at South Milwaukee High School. He says he understands the reasons some students want to graduate in January, and he's found that over the years, some students are pleased with the decision they make, and some regret it.
Everybody thinks they're ready, and then they get out there into the real world, and some make it, and some sort of struggle, and they come back and visit in June and say, I did fine, and some say I wish I would have stuck around for another semester. So depending on their personalities and they have a solid plan for what they'd like to do, it can work.
What drawbacks do you point out to them, and what drawbacks are there?
Well, if they're going to be starting college, for example, it's a matter of, for maturity level-wise, are they ready to handle being on a college campus at the age of, some of the students are 17. We give them a warning bell before the next bell rings. We give them a bell when the class ends. We send reports home to parents and guardians. We take attendance. And in college, it's a whole different world where you're expected to be there. You're expected to feed yourself. You're expected to clothe yourself and get ready for class. And that's the big shift between high school and a post-secondary education.
And in this case, it's going to happen for some of them.
Within a matter of over the weekend. They graduate on a Friday and they start college on a Monday. It's a very quick turnaround.